Access All Areas with Joanna Shimonides and Stephen Lang on FUBAR Radio.
We are back.
We've already started. We're back.
It's been over a month since we did our last show.
Yeah, it's been so long.
Welcome to Access All Areas. I'm Stephen Lang.
And I'm Joanna Shimonides.
Joanna Shimonides. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. How was your New Year's?
I didn't do anything.
New Year's?
Did not.
Do you know what? Sometimes I do think that I'd prefer to sit in because I feel like every night out is just a failure. It's just an absolute failure.
What, every New Year night out?
Every New Year night out is just a failure.
I have to agree with you. So the last 3 years I've done nothing. Although, no, that's actually a lie. I haven't done nothing. I've gone out for a few drinks with my friends early in the evening, just to a pub, probably left about eight, half eight, gone home, had some nice food, watched a bit of telly, bed.
Beautiful.
Not bothered. I'm not bothered.
No, who cares?
And by the end of December, I'm all partied out.
Yeah, I see what you mean. See, I just feel like I didn't do enough partying. I was just eating more than partying.
Right,
and I think
okay.
that's a bit of an issue.
What were you doing New Year's then? You were out.
So I went to an event and I don't know. It's just like, I feel like it's a struggle. Some crowds are just not my thing.
Right.
I don't know. I think the crowd just weren't very, I don't know.
Who were you with?
Two of my friends. Okay. But then I met people there who I knew.
Okay.
And I don't know. I just think like every New Year's night out is just a bit of a failure, and it's yeah. getting to the point where I'm like, girls, let's go away some for New Year's.
You know, I'm thinking of doing exactly the same.
Just do it. Should we go away this together? Year?
Well, yeah. Do you want to go to Morocco? That's what I'm thinking.
Oh my god, it's beautiful.
Have you been?
No, but the pictures
looks lovely on Instagram.
Literally.
What else have you been up to?
Just went to the Alps in mid December.
Wow, lovely.
And yeah, just chilling. My YouTube is popping off, which is good. So yeah. It's all doing well, and just like trying to focus on work and just get my life in check.
Right, okay. Important. When the new year starts, you know, you've got to get your shit together.
Yeah, and obviously new Love Island is going to be so exciting.
Yeah, it starts on Sunday.
Are you excited for it?
Yeah, well, I'm definitely going to start out watching it, and that's what tends to happen. Then I'll dip in and out because I can't keep watching every yeah. night. But I'm excited to see Laura Whitmore, see what she does.
I really thought my drama was going to be asked to do it.
Really?
I really thought she was going to do it. But then Laura Whitmore, I mean... I thought that was a safe bet, isn't it?
Safe pair of hands.
Yes.
What have you made of the whole Caroline thing and blah, blah? You must have met her at some point.
Like. I mean, I love Caroline. I think she was lovely. She's always taking care of us. We're like her little children. She's got about 50 million kids now because of how many Love Islands there's been. But I feel like she's so lovely. So I don't know details on what went on.
Yeah.
So I don't really know and understand what the situation is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's a shame because she's so
amazing.
Do you
think she'll be missed from the show?
100%. Anytime we associate Love Island with someone, it's Caroline Flack.
Yeah, of course.
Do you think you're going to miss her?
Well,
at all?
I'm kind of neutral. Like, I'd be intrigued to see what Laura turns it into. It's any different. I do think it'd be interesting because obviously Ian, her boyfriend, is the voiceover man
yeah.
for Love Island, so they'll have like quite a nice chemistry there. I think probably.
Do you reckon he'll like voiceover and go in on her?
Probably, and that'll add like a funny like thing. I don't know.
So it might be quite good. It's a new place, new villa, new presenter. It might be a really good turnaround, but you just never know.
Yeah, that's true, and it's all down to the contestants, really, isn't it? We're going to have to try and get some in.
100%
over the next month.
Exactly, and I think like there'll be no lying around here because I know exactly what goes on in that villa. So if any contestant tries to like bullshit me,
yeah. Yeah, not going to happen. Not going to happen. Have you made any New Year's resolutions?
My top New Year's resolution is to just believe in myself and follow my own journey, because it's so easy for us to sit around and compare ourselves to so many different people around us doing the same thing or different things or doing better. You're always going to have competition, but just focus on your own journey and just keep going. And I think it's working.
Okay. What a week in, you're feeling more positive.
Well, it's definitely working. I just feel good. I feel like just keep powering through. Don't have a day off. When I have a day off, I just overthink. So I'd rather not have a day off.
Okay.
So I just keep going. But
are you like an anxious person then?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't strike me as that.
Really?
No.
I'm anxious in the sense of like, if I have a day off, I start overthinking about just different things that don't even matter. And I just start overthinking about them. So if I have a day where I'm doing something every day, I'm all good. I don't think I've had a day off in a very long time.
Really?
Yeah. No.
Christmas Day?
No, even that was vlogging.
Oh, really?
The whole Christmas day I was vlogging. And then do you know what happened, right? You know when like families are getting a bit fed up of Christmas?
Yeah.
Literally, I was standing there. I was like getting excited to like film them walking in. I go, woo, Merry Christmas. My nan walked in and she was like, hi. And I was like, we're going to redo this if you just step out the door.
Oh my God, you made your own nan refilm YouTube.
Yeah, I was like, reopen the door and we're just going to have a bit more excitement for my YouTuber subscribers, please.
Joanna, that is terrible.
What's your New Year's resolution?
I've given up drinking again. I'm hopefully going to give up till about May time.
Right.
And so last year I lost a stone and a half.
From doing this?
What, the radio show? No,
bro.
Yeah. No, from giving up drinking, and I did a diet as well. And then I kept it off until about September last year, and then I regained it all.
Oh, fantastic.
I weighed myself on the 1st of January, and I was like, well, this isn't ideal, is it?
Back to square one.
So I'm basically going to try and do the same again because it worked.
Love that.
I could do it before. I've already lost a pound and a half, so that'll do.
I think I know where you're going wrong.
Go on.
Well, you're stopping drinking for such a long period of time,
and
then you just whack
on,
and then you go full swing.
I know.
And then you binge drink. And if you just maybe like... go in and out, scoop in and out.
Yeah, I know. I wish I could be that person, but I'm just not.
No.
I'm all or nothing. I really
take
am.
Take me for who I
as,
am.
As Phoebe, I will tell you at the Christmas party, I was very much all. so, you
did
know.
Did you fall asleep on the bus?
I didn't fall asleep on the bus this time.
I think he's lying.
That was a different time.
That was a different time. Well, I got told it was this time. So someone's given false information.
No, there was a party that I did. It was actually Harriet's birthday party. He has the show before me. I decided to get the bus home, fell asleep, woke up very far away from my house.
That is so funny.
Then had to get an Uber anyway. So, so actually maybe that can be my other thing. Stop falling asleep on public transport.
Just get an Uber.
Get an Uber. What is wrong with
me? Apparently Ubers are stopping. Is that actually happening?
Well, apparently, but not at the minute. There's plenty of other now Lyft sharing services, aren't there?
There's Bolt.
We'll be fine. Bolt, Lyft.
Yeah, they don't go to my area though. So yeah. Uber comes every so often to my area. I just drive.
Yeah, see, you're not much of a drinker, are you? So
no. Well, no.
So you can drive places.
I've been going to events and I've been having like one drink here, one drink there, going to another event, one drink. It's got to the point now, my mate will pour me like a really strong vodka and lemonade. I can't taste the vodka.
I'm really?
Like, pop a bit more in that.
Faves. This is the beginning. This is how it gets you.
This is it. And my skin's broken out in spots. But do you know what?
You look fab, babes.
No, it's all under skin one. It's all covered by a nice coverage foundation.
Also, though, by the way, you were on TV yesterday.
Yes.
You were on, remind me the name again.
Eating with my ex.
Yes. Now, technically, Michael from Love Island is not really your ex.
Yeah, no.
But you did have a little thing going on.
Yeah.
Tell us what happened on the show.
So literally, like, he asked to go for dinner and I was like, yeah, I'll go. Because I think we had like loads to talk about. It's so much to go over. And got there and it was so awkward. Because me and him, we've got the same banter. But when we've not seen each other for a while, it's a bit like, oh. Shit, what we're gonna do? So we see each other and we just both burst out laughing. And it was a really, really nice meal. But when I look into it, it's like a new boy in the fame, this industry, it's a bit like, I know how it goes.
Yeah.
I understand that they're just gonna wanna just mess around, have fun, live their best life. And for me, it's so hard because I wanted to live my journey on my own right now because I don't want to look back and go, okay, I spent all my journey and my hype with someone and then it's just over.
Yeah.
Do you see what I mean?
Can totally see that. It's very sensible, I think.
I don't know if that's a really selfish way to look at it, but I just feel like I need to be selfish to see and focus on myself. And I feel like having someone by my side might just distract me a little bit.
Yeah, fair enough. So was it awkward seeing Michael again?
Yeah, it was a little bit awkward, but then it's like we're both just like suddenly just like got back into how we was, had a laugh, was teasing each other, joking around. Obviously I did say...
You did pie him off.
I did pie him off. I did.
So he wanted to go on another date with you, right?
I didn't. Yeah. He wanted to go on another date. I didn't purposely pie him, but it was kind of...
Bit pie-y.
A bit pie-y. It was a bit of a mince pie. A late mince pie.
Do you think he was upset by that? Did he give any grief?
I think he was gutted because the date was going so well. I think he thought, oh, it's going to happen. It's going to she's going to say yeah. And I think the producers who were filming it were like, it's going to...
They thought you were going to say yes.
Yeah, it's going to be, you know, great. And then I was just like, no, sorry.
Well, I think that's very smart of you.
Yeah.
And also, he kind of pied you off before, didn't he, on the show?
Karma works in nice ways. But I mean, I love him to bits. He's such a lovely person. But I just think, yeah, it just, for me, when I took a step back, it just wasn't for me.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
So what kind of man are you looking for this year, do you think?
I'm looking for a mature. I'm going to say mature in a nice...
Mature.
I want a mature, nice man who's above 25.
God, above 25 counts as mature.
Who's lived their best life, who don't want to go out, who maybe like enjoys going to the pub, who is very private. Mm-hmm. I'm not asking for much. Steven.
No, I don't think you are, to be honest.
No.
But where is he? This is the problem, isn't it?
Well, this is the problem I'm having. Otherwise, I'd be in a relationship right now.
Yeah.
This is the problem I'm having. What's happening with your love life? I'm turning it around on you now. Really?
Nothing. I've deleted all the apps from my phone. I'm just not.
Do you know what I think?
I've been single 2 and a bit years now. I'm not bothered.
Can I be completely honest with you?
On.
I feel like when people have apps, sometimes they're forcing their own destiny. We're actually just let it happen naturally. Like, delete them apps. And if you're going to meet someone, it will happen naturally.
Yeah. I definitely feel that.
Apps do work sometimes. I get that. Sliding into DMs do work sometimes. However, if you meet someone naturally and you might meet them through a friend when you're not even thinking about it.
Yeah.
It always comes when you're not thinking about it and not wanting to meet someone.
True.
So delete their maps.
I just need to be less desperate.
I don't think you're desperate. I think you're...
No, I'm not. No? I'm not because I'm not that bothered.
Yeah.
You know.
If it happens, it happens.
Well, I could carry on chatting all night, but we do have a show to be getting on with.
We do. Oh my God, I've been talking so long.
We have actually, nearly 50 minutes. So we have the gorgeous Isabel Mills from Ibiza Weekender.
Yes.
Then we have former Quarry star Katie McGlynn also on the phone. And then we have fellow Eating With My Ex star Jodie Weston in the studio.
Yes.
We can play a little bit of the new Justin Bieber song. Have you heard it?
No, but I need to listen to it. I've literally had no time to listen to it. Well, okay. I haven't had time, which has been really lazy.
It's called Yummy.
Oh, yummy.
Delish.
Yeah, you got that yummy, yum, that yummy, yum, that yummy, yummy. Yeah, you got that yummy, yum, that yummy, yum, that yummy, yummy.
Say the word on my way.
Yeah, babe, yeah, babe, yeah, babe. Any night, any day.
Say the word
on my way. Yeah, babe, yeah, babe, yeah, babe. In the morning or late.
Say the word
on my way.
Bonafide stallion. Step on or you stay on the run. Ain't on the side, you're number one. Yeah, every time I come around, you get it done. 50-50, love the way you split it. 100 racks on me, spin it, babe. Light a match, get lit it, babe. That jet set, watch the sunset, kinda. Yeah, yeah. Rolling eyes back in my head, make my toes curl, yeah, yeah. Yeah, you got that yummy, yum. That yummy, yum. That yummy, yummy. Yeah, you got that yummy, yum, that yummy, yum, that yummy, yum. Say the word on my way.
Yeah, babe, yeah, babe, yeah, babe. Any night, any day.
Say the word on my way.
Yeah, babe, yeah, babe, yeah, babe. In the morning or late.
Say the word
on my way.
Standing up, keep me on the rise. Lost control of myself, I'm compromised. You're incriminating. No disguise, and you ain't never running low on supplies.
50-50, love the way you split it. 100 racks on me, spin it, babe. Light a match, get lit it, babe.
That jet set, watch the sunset, kinda. Yeah, yeah.
Rolling eyes back in my head, make my toes curl, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you got that yummy, yum. That yummy, yum. That yummy, yum.
Can you stay flexing on me?
Yeah, you got that yummy, yum. Slippers on with a smile on my face.
I'm a lady, that you are my lady. You got the yum, 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 yum. You got the yum, yum, yum. Whoa. Whoa.
Yeah, you got that yummy, yum, that yum.
Presents. Ian Boldsworth.
A perfect run-in that was to speak with Rob Schneider.
First time I ever heard the C word out loud. I mean, I knew that it existed.
Yeah.
Then when I was 13, my first trip to London, England, and like within 45 seconds of being in the country, I had heard the word about 90 times.
Yeah.
Somebody on a double-decker bus had taken somebody else's seat. The next thing you know, I said, "Yay, fucking cunt. You bloody cunt. You know, yeah. You are, you fucking cunt."
Yeah.
Like, Ian Boldsworth, every Monday from 4 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
What do you think of that Justin Bieber song?
Yeah, I like it, but it's a bit like yummy, yummy, yummy.
Well, that's
yum,
what it's called.
Yummy, yummy, yum, 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 yum.
Yeah, it kind of sums it up, really, doesn't it?
Yeah, do you like it?
You made me dance to it on your Instagram story, so I've just embarrassed myself in front of your hundreds of thousands of followers.
And I mean, you turned it off, well, you put us into the song saying delicious. I mean, you're loving it.
Oh, I'm making myself cringe. We have our first guest on the phone, the lovely Isabel Mills. Hello.
Hi, Isabel.
Hello, you're right.
Yeah, how are you?
Good. Yeah, really good, thank you. Really good.
What's been going down? Happy New Year.
Thank you very much, UK.
Yeah, what's been going down?
Just bits and bobs, really. I mean, this Saturday I am flying out to Tenerife.
Lucky.
Going to a luxury boot camp because I think I need it after the amount that I've eaten the last couple of weeks.
Now, judging by your Instagram, that is definitely not the case.
I mean, your figure is amazing. I remember seeing you the reality TV awards, and you looked stunning. So don't even go there.
Thank you. So did you? No, but seriously, like I have literally eaten my weight in like roasting us.
We all have. And cheese.
Yes,
that's what you're supposed to do this time of year. That's the whole point.
Wine,
isn't it?
Everything you can think of.
Love that.
It's been consumed.
Tell us what's coming up with the Ibiza Weekender. It is back.
Next week?
Yeah,
that's right. So next Sunday, the 19th, the show starts again. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a little bit different this year. There's a few new reps, that sort of thing. But yeah, it's going to be good. I think it's going to be a really, really, really good series, actually, this one. It's really funny.
Okay.
Amazing. And obviously, you're not going to be in the new series.
No.
How comes that's come about?
Basically, it was just really down to, like, how the producers wanted this series to go. I think, obviously, it is one of those shows where it is, you sort of need to be single. It's a bit like Love Island, basically.
Yeah,
it's a lot about sort of getting with people, that sort
Hooking
of thing.
Yeah,
it is a lot like that. For this series, they didn't want to have me in it as well as Jordan. So obviously, Jordan is like the main face of Pretender. So
is that a problem? Is that a problem between the two of you? Were you upset at all?
No, I mean we're absolutely fine. I mean, you'll see on the series that he's allowed to sort of speak about that we're together, that sort of thing.
Okay.
So it's going to be absolutely fine. Not worried in the slightest.
Okay, good.
So what's your plans then now that you're not going to be on there?
So I've got a few other sort of bits coming up, but basically I've literally just been trying to sort of work on my Instagram, that sort of thing at the moment. I'm trying to get a bit more into like modelling, that sort of thing. I want to go into doing a bit more singing again.
Amazing.
I've sort of left it all behind the last couple of years. So, you know, when you sort of want to get back into everything that you used to do.
Yeah.
So it's just things like that really at the moment. Just working on myself, I think, this year.
That is a very positive way to go about things, I think.
Yeah, I think so. It's just been like last year was just absolutely hectic.
Yeah.
So much going on. So I just think this year is just time for me to think about what I want to do, that sort of thing.
100%.
Awesome.
And obviously with you and Jordan, I've always wanted to ask this because obviously Jordan is known as a ladies' man. He gets a lot of girls. How have you found that being with him? Have you found it quite hard because he gets a lot of attention, obviously on social media and the public eye?
Yeah, I mean, at first it was hard because I've never sort of gone out with someone in the public eye. It was when the show came out and everything, it was just suddenly like, oh, Isabel and Jordan, that sort of thing. So it was tricky at first, but I mean, we've been together like a year and a half now. So
it's amazing.
Yeah, ever since it's been absolutely fine. But the beginning is quite difficult. I can't lie, you get a lot of messages or DMs or people just going to break you up, that sort of thing.
Yeah, a lot of people say like fake like messages when I've seen him kissing someone. Actually, he's not even at the place they're even saying he's at. So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we've definitely had that before where he's been next to me. They're like, oh, I can see him right now. Get himself.
Oh my God, really?
He's right next to me right now, actually. And then they'll automatically delete the message. Oh, sorry, I'm the wrong person.
It's crazy.
Sort of why do you think people do those kind of things? I don't understand.
I think people just hate to see other people happy. And I think that's sort of the main thing. I think it's more people that are just unhappy in themselves and just love to, got nothing better to do, really, than just cause a bit of trouble.
Yeah.
Have you been trolled or anything for being with him? Like, how's it been on that end
of things? Oh, yeah, I've had so much stuff. Like, you're an idiot, you're this, you're that. How could you go? And it's just like, how, you have no idea what our relationship is like.
Yeah.
You literally don't have a clue. Like, he's going to be 28 this year. And it's like, you need to grow up at some point, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he's even said himself, he's like, that, like, yeah, I had a bit of a past, this, that, the other, but we all grow up and we all sort of grow out of it, that sort of thing. He's like, he's not doing any sort of anything like that anymore. Like, do you know what I mean? He's focusing on his DJ now, that sort of thing. And, like, same with me, really. I just delete everything now that comes through.
Yeah.
And it's just boring, isn't it? Like, you get so much hate. I've had people go on about my looks, that all sort of things like that. It's just like...
Is it hard, though? Because I think... I mean, obviously it's never happened to me, but... but, like, is it hard to deal with? Because it's personal.
Yeah. No, I definitely... I think at first, when it first happened, I wasn't obviously used to it at all. So it really hit me hard, sort of getting really horrible messages. But I think you do... You sort of, like... It's really, like... It sounds stupid that you even have to, but you sort of, like, adjust to it in a way.
No,
like,
you get that.
Yeah, you have to, like, completely, like, get used to it. And you shouldn't have to at all. Like, obviously, things are still personal to you, and they do, like, hit you hard. But majority of it, you just have to just blow over your head and just think, okay, well, this person's obviously got a lot of problems with themselves to even have to send hate and that sort of thing. But what's funny, actually, I've had messages before, like, really horrible messages about my looks and stuff.
Yeah.
From, like, e.g., like, a woman. She's got kids herself posting them on her Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Young children that are, like, 4 or 5. Just think, what kind of role model do you think you are doing the things like that? And having mental health nurse put in her bio.
Oh, my God.
What? It's really, really bad, because I've had that when I come out the villa. Literally, like, I had so much abuse, and some of them were like parents, and they've got like a woman, and she's got like a son in the picture, and you think, oh my gosh, if someone was calling your son or daughter everything you're calling me, I'm sure you would not be okay with that.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's like it becomes normality, and you become to say, okay, this is what comes with being in the public eye, and sometimes we shouldn't normalise it, but we just have to.
Yeah, completely. Yeah, it's mad that we have to, like, like, oh, okay, yeah, just another hateful comment, just delete it, ignore it. But it shouldn't even be happening anyway. That's the bad thing about social media, isn't it? Like,
yeah, exactly. Definitely. And the problem is that what you guys kind of do relies on social media, so you can't escape
hide.
It.
You can't hide.
Yeah.
I can't hate it, but
so what is this? Tell us a bit about this fitness retreat you're going on, because we're jealous.
Oh, we're just
so it is this, it's like called like a luxury boot camp. It's over in Tenerife this time around. There's quite a few sort of people going, people from Geordie Shore, Love Island, that sort of thing.
Okay.
I think Georgia's going on it as well. I think I saw her put it up.
Yeah, I think she is, yeah. I think she's going on another one, actually, in a few months.
Oh.
But she's, it should just be a good laugh, really. Just a bit of time in the sun, hopefully you get a little bit fitter.
Because you say time in the sun, but they're going to be making you work hard, aren't they? Isn't that the whole point?
Well, I hope so. I mean, that is the point of it. I'm packing all the stuff, but I've also packed about 20 bikinis. So.
Did you not just work out in a bikini and you got the best of both worlds, which is sorted?
That's a good point.
We'll see how much working out we actually get done, how much
drinking.
Like, getting horizontal next to the pool.
I love that.
Living the dream. Good luck with it.
Thank you very much.
I wish I was
doing it myself. Sadly, you're not on it, but yeah, Ibiza Weekender starts next week on Sunday.
Yeah, I do
appear in it.
Oh, you do?
I do. Yeah, no, there is points where I'm out there.
Okay, so we'll keep an eye.
But
absolutely,
yeah, keep it hush hush until it happens.
Okay, fine. Well, Isabel, so nice to speak to you.
So lovely.
Thanks for coming and speaking
to us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Until the next time.
Have fun.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. I don't know if I could do something like Ibiza the Weekend, you know?
Yeah, I don't. Everything is very, very, very exposed.
Yeah.
I think Love Island's really held back from showing all details.
Yeah, well.
And they just go in full swing and just show the whole shebang.
Yeah, they really do.
Shebang.
Shebang, literally shebang. Shall we play a little song?
Absolutely.
And then we can get our next guest, Katie McGlynn, in.
Let's
on
go.
The phone.
Been up and down, been going.
Now, you didn't know that song, did you? Bit of Samantha Mumba. Maybe way more up my street than
I
it is yours.
I just been all his fancy dance moves to try and really embrace this song.
It's very, like, 90s vibe. Very cheerful.
Happy now.
Well, now we're going to speak to our second guest.
Yes.
The very gorgeous Katie McGlynn, former Coronation Street star. Hello.
Yay. Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
First of all, congratulations on your National Television Award
Amazing.
Nomination.
Oh, thank you.
How are you feeling about that?
Yeah, I'm just a bit bewildered, to be honest.
Oh, bless.
Really?
I just wasn't expecting to be on the shortlist, because so many amazing people were on the long list. I thought that was amazing in itself. So to be the only girl as well.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm feeling the pressure a little bit.
Yeah, I can imagine.
But yeah, I am over the moon. I'm so grateful to everyone who's supported and the response that the storylines had, you know, so people have gone on and voted. I just feel really humbled by it.
Yeah. Honestly, Katie, that episode of you, like, obviously losing the battle of cancer and things like that, I had to turn it off because it was so realistic and it hit me. I was like, wow. Oh. So you, honestly, I'm not surprised that you got a nomination. Like, it was absolutely amazing.
Oh, thank you so much.
That's all right.
How was it to film something like that?
It was draining, but as an actor, I loved it. I loved every second of it.
Yeah, I guess it's a good opportunity to try something you don't always get to try as an actress,
I guess.
Yeah,
exactly. And I'm really hungry for meaty parts that. I love, you know, anything. And, you know, if Corey had thrown anything at me, I would have just said yeah. Because, you know, I always like to play different things. So to get a storyline like that, I was just so happy. And on days where I was knackered, because the schedule was grueling, and because the schedule's all over the place as well when you're filming a soap, you kind of really need to be on the ball with everything, so it's mentally draining.
Yeah, absolutely.
But on days where I feel knackered and, you know, a bit grumpy, I just think, actually, why am I grumpy? Because we're doing this for a reason. Like, there's so many women and families out there that are really going through it. I need to just shut up moaning.
That's
how I felt.
Yeah, I get that.
And even when we were doing, it's a bit funny actually, because me and Rob, who plays Daniel, we thought we were a bit psychotic at one point, because we do like serious scenes where we're crying our eyes out, like real tears. And then in between, when they're turning around the camera, we'd be outside just laughing our heads off. And we're just like, are we normal? Like, there's something, we're definitely tapped us, aren't we? And we're like, yeah, I think so. But no, I really did. I loved every second of it. And to do it at Coronation Street, I've been there for years.
Yeah,
it
6 years.
You know, it was really amazing. Nice to film. Yeah, I'm just really grateful to them guys for giving me the story, to be honest.
What do you miss most about Sinead?
About Sinead, I'd say, ooh, her kookiness.
Mm-hmm.
How she was a bit odd, but genuinely had a warm heart. It's quite hard to find these days, I'd say.
And you're probably right.
She's just a lovable character. And I loved her hippie vibes and how she was, you know, not afraid to be herself. But then she's literally on a deathbed, and she's thinking about the earth and how we should not use plastics, and thinking about the world after she's gone. Like, that's how selfless she is, and I just really admired. I'm glad that they put that in, actually.
Amazing. I do wonder sometimes, imagine being an actor or an actress and then suddenly you're starting a new part in a series or something like that, and then you don't like the character they give you. What on earth do you do? Has that ever happened to you before?
I'm trying to think if... Oh, I don't know. I mean, at one point when I did play Sinead, I'll tell a lie. When I went to the audition, I thought, I'm not going to get it. She seems really boring.
Really?
And all the parts that I had prior to it have all been really in-your-face, ballsy, brash kind of parts. And this character, she was quite plain Jane, because I was just in there just to annoy Katie.
Yeah,
going out with Chesney. So then when I got the part, I was genuinely shocked. I was like, no, there's no way I got that part. And I was like, oh my gosh. So then we went in, and then over the years, the writers developed the character. I think they usually say on Corrie, like on a long running sort like that, the writers pick up on things that you do with a character, and if they like it, they'll write it.
Right, okay.
So I think over the years, we developed her into this weird hippie, and I loved her, but at the beginning, I was a bit like, I don't know what to do with her, to be honest.
Yeah, that's like, interesting, though. That's interesting, that's how it works.
I felt like she was a bit of a boring teacher, no offense to teachers. But just the dress sense as well, because yeah. Everyone used to say to me, or do you? I bet you hate having to wear them crazy clothes. I loved it because it's so different to the kind of stuff I'd wear. I just think, right, what's the costume department got in store for me today? It was
an exciting journey, yeah.
And
yeah,
it becomes easier to take on the character, I guess, as well, because it's like completely different to what you normally wear. So it's like you feel different to yourself, and then you then get in character.
Yeah, definitely.
You've obviously had a bit of an impressive weight loss journey recently as well, haven't you?
Yeah, I'm finally back to my old self, which I'm really happy about. When we were filming all of the Sinead stuff, because it's been going, I'd say we filmed it for like 18 months.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And the weight just slowly crept up, and I didn't realise because I was just so involved with work and everything, I didn't even think about it. So I definitely comfort it a lot, and when you're so tired... I did go to the gym, but not as much as I used to, because I'm always into my fitness usually as a person. I just love it. So to not be able to go to the gym and just being knackered after work, I'd like order a takeaway because I can't be bothered cooking.
Yeah.
Even if it was a healthy takeaway, I'd order it, but then I'd eat loads of it.
Yeah, not you just know, one like portion. You'd be,
like order a few different things on the menu and eat it all. I was terrible.
So how did you do it? How did you lose the weight?
I went to Ultimate Performance in Manchester. I don't know if you've heard of them. Like, got loads over the UK and the world, actually.
Me and Stephen are probably the most unfit people right now, so we probably don't know anything about fitness.
We'll take any advice you can give.
Basically, me personally, I think your steps moving around, that's the most important thing to lose weight. Call me crazy, but it works.
Yeah. What, just like keeping active?
Get one of them fitness trackers and just monitor your steps, cut out the rubbish. You know, all it is it's just a calorie deficit and moving a bit more. But with my weight loss journey, because I like doing weight training, I did weight training as well, which helps, like, change your body into the kind of shape that you want, if that makes sense. And, like, by building muscle, your metabolism's better, you look more defined.
Yeah.
So it's all that, really. You just move a lot, lift some weights and eat less crap, that's it.
Right. It's quite simple,
Just move a lot, just keep walking.
Well, Katie, best of luck with the NTAs.
Amazing.
I can't wait to see what you're wearing as well. That's always exciting.
Yeah, definitely good luck. And hopefully I might be there, who knows?
Yeah, maybe.
But make sure you say hi.
I will do. Well, good luck anyway, and thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Katie.
Take care, bye.
What a lovely young lady.
She's so sweet.
Shall we play a little bit of Madonna and then Jodie, our final guest?
You love a bit of Madonna.
I do,
go
I'm
for
sorry.
A
bit of Madonna and then Jodie is apparently just next door. So. Yeah.
I will.
Did you enjoy Madonna?
Why am I always so last minute?
That's just your vibe.
I just throw my headphones on. I'm like, crap.
You've been Instagramming, you've been TikToking, you've been doing whatever else you can't be doing in here, because our final guest of the day, Jodie Weston, is here.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm all good, thank you.
Thanks so much for coming in. You're looking gorgeous.
Thank you, babe. So are you.
I don't know about that.
You always say just take a compliment.
Thank you. Okay, fine. Thank you. Thank you. Take it.
Your hair's looking amazing, but it's so thick.
Babes, it's very blonde, you know, blonde as Barbie.
No, but I feel like I need to go back blonde. I've been really looking back at all my stuff of, like, blonde hair, and I'm like, I need it now.
Blonde will see you as well, definitely.
You two have something in common, and that is eating with my ex.
Yeah, I saw that on YouTube, actually, yesterday. Yeah. I saw your episode.
It was so, like, you know when you forget what happened that day? You've just, like, turned a blind eye to it, and then I watch it, and I'm like, oh, my God, that actually happened.
Oh, no.
What was your episode like, and who was it with? Explain.
So my episode was with someone called MC Sharpie. Okay. Need I say no more? Like, so we reunited, and MC Sharpie said he was too busy signing autographs and touring for me. So that was my episode, really. But he ended up looking a bit more like a Wally than I did, so it's all good.
Was he previous ex then?
Yeah, so he was together, but he wants to be a rapper, so that's where his head's at, right. Do you know what I mean? Not so much in getting married, so...
Has he got far in rapping so far?
He's done all right, but, you know, you need a person by your side, you need a partner.
Yeah, I mean, the whole MC thing going on, I feel like that was really back in the day when he was like, MC, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
True. It's a bit like early 2000s, isn't it?
Yeah, but like, everyone just has like a weird name, like, say if mine would be like Chimmy.
For your surname.
MC Chimmy,
I thought you said Chimney to start with. I was like, what's going on? MC Chimney.
Rude.
But you've now got another project coming up that we can see on next week. What's that?
So I'm on Love Squad MTV season 2. So I'm going to go on dates with 3 different guys, and then I'm going to pick one at the end.
Amazing.
The lucky or unlucky guy, however you want to see it.
It's like Bachelor and Bachelorette, isn't it? Is it something similar to that?
Kind of, yeah. So there's...
Yeah, explain how it works.
So
exactly.
There's 3 dates. So the first date, I'll pick purely on looks. The second date, my Love Squad. So that's like 2 of my friends and my mum. They'll pick from interviewing everyone.
Oh.
And then the third is the host's pick. And then I have to go on dates with all 3 of them and then pick one at the end.
Oh, wow. Can you give us an insight into what the men were like?
Babes, they were insane.
Really? Oh,
like,
wow.
Actually, there was 1 or 2 sweet ones, but when it got to the date part, because they were sweet, they weren't really giving me much personality.
Oh, right.
Do you know what I mean? So I ended up choosing someone which was quite out there, but he was the only one that was really giving me a good date.
Yeah.
Good date vibe, so I had to pick him purely off the performance of the date.
Do you like? Do you prefer a bad boy then to a clean cut?
I don't like to be treated badly. I like bad
no
boys.
No one does.
I know. I like a bad boy, like we all do. I like excitement, but I don't like being cheated on.
There's excitement, and then
the basics, really.
Yeah, there's excitement, and then there's misbehaviour. And I mean, we want to just keep the excitement one.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But you know, one kind of goes with the other. So I'm looking for that special Mr. Jodie.
Love that. I mean, we all are at the moment. Hell,
yeah,
just
I know.
Being like Jesus Christ.
2020. 2020 is going to be the vibe.
Stephen asked me today, "What are you looking for in a man?" And I'm telling you what, my list was huge.
But there are some real basics, though. You not as in people you want a basic, but like as in like the list of like you want someone that's older, someone that's like just a bit more sensible.
So we've got to quickly like tick them as we go along. Fab. This is brilliant.
Maybe you should get yourself on Love Squad.
Yeah.
I mean, Love Squad producers.
Hit you up.
Just hit me up. Help my wife. Imagine. So are you dating anyone at the moment? What's your dating like? Are you still with Mr. Excitement or?
No. So like he's from Liverpool. So it wasn't really going to work. Like, I think he's only left Liverpool once or something. I'm a bit of a like jet setter.
Was that to film the show?
Like, so you know, I don't think it was gonna work.
Yeah.
But we still talk. He's a nice guy, and if he ever comes to London, we'll go on a mad night out. But you know, I think that's as far as it's gonna go.
Oh, wow.
So you kind of people probably will remember you as well from Rich Kids Go Skin.
Yeah.
When did that end? Was that last year?
So that was last. Oh no, so we're 2020. So it was 2018.
18. Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah, that was what kind of caught people's eye a bit. You know.
Yeah. What was that experience like? Because people weren't necessarily the nicest about you afterwards.
I mean, it's okay, because I know who I am. I know I'm a nice person. I have friends. And if I was a horrible person, I wouldn't have any friends.
Yeah.
So basically, on my episode, there was a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes, like off the camera. And it led to me not being able to get fully into the experience. Because there was a certain person in her life that was disrupting all the filming. And I just kind of, like, I couldn't sympathise with her. I couldn't get my head into it.
Right.
So that that kind of led me to show that I was disinterested. But I
so
just,
it made it look like you didn't care,
exactly,
but actually
but
it was
there
hard.
There was so much stuff going on off camera that it just affected my whole mentality.
Yeah. Got it, yeah.
What made you go
that.
On that? Like, what made you think, I'm just going to go on this programme and like...
So I've done a few shows. I did my first show for MTV called Fired by Mum and Dad a few years ago. Yeah. So I do enjoy, I like filming shows. I like the experiences once in a lifetime.
Yeah, yeah.
But it wasn't called Rich Kids Go Skimp when I did it. It had a working title. So it was the season one, as you know. So it was just like, we're looking for people from glamorous lives to live like on the breadline.
Oh. You're like, okay, I'll try it.
Yeah.
So
they didn't and when tell I got the there, no, exactly, exactly. Ooh. Ooh. So yeah, I got, you know. But at the end of the day, you can switch a negative into a positive, which is what I'm trying to do. So
Yeah. Well, and it's led to you doing other things that you
exactly,
wouldn't have had the chance
exactly.
to do.
So, you know, you've got to find the positive. You know?
Oh, yeah. How did you feel like completely going, obviously, what, do you go completely skinned? Do you have to live on a certain amount a week? Like,
yeah.
How long is it? What happens?
So I was living her life. So we were meant to be filming for 2 days, but because of all the disruption, it ended up going on for like 3.5 days.
Oh, wow.
And basically I live her life, I take her kids to school with her. We were meant to do a shopping task that we didn't get a chance to film.
That's the one
because,
I always like, the
yeah,
shopping
we
task.
Did, on my episode, there's no shopping task because there was so much drama going on her side that we just ran out of time filming.
Oh, wow.
So I just, like, I couldn't get my head into it. And when I did the interview with The Sun, when it came out, I was very honest, which is probably like a good and bad trait of mine. And I just kind of said it as it was, that I didn't really sympathise with her. And then people wanted to, you know, troll
make
me.
It so-
but
make it sound yes. like you were really unsympathetic.
Exactly,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Exactly. But, you know, if I was on with someone else, I would have probably felt more of the experience. But I just couldn't get into the experience just because the whole
totally
mentality of the person I was with... It just was, I just couldn't
So you're not
relate.
Friends now then, so nice to say. You're not hanging out on the regular.
Short. No, long story short, no, we don't speak.
And you've also been doing some music, is that right?
Yeah, so I'm a DJ. I've been DJing for 2 years. I specialise in house. So like future house, tech like house, deep house, vocal
Sorry
house.
Sorry for just playing Madonna on there.
I don't know, that's
no, I'm literally sitting there, Madonna's on again. I'm like,
again?
Madonna, yeah, but you played Samantha Mumba. I love that song. That's one of my favourites.
Like, it's a classic pop
tune. I love that song so much.
Oh, I love that.
So yes, yeah, so I've got a new song called What's It Gonna Be? It's going to be released on the 20th of January. I'm going to put the video up next week.
Amazing.
Okay. So hopefully you'll like it.
Yeah.
You can find it on my YouTube channel, Jodie Weston.
Okay, we're going to play it out at the end of the show today.
Yeah, so I hope you guys will like it.
So do you kind of, do you go DJ at clubs or what's the...
Yeah, so I've
in
actually,
your bedroom.
I probably shouldn't talk about this on radio, but I've just kind of like, I'm going to do a live mix next Wednesday on another radio station.
That's fine, that's fine.
On Flex FM at 12 PM on Wednesday, I'm going to do a live mix for 2 hours, all house tunes. And yeah, I've done like Embargoes in Chelsea, I've done Brixton Dog Star,
that's
I've
amazing.
Done Golden Bee and Shoreditch. So yeah, I have DJed at quite a lot of places and that's something that I'm looking to get more into.
Do you find it quite hard, like when you started out? Because I look at that over there where Stephen's sitting and there is quite a few buttons.
But there's only certain
so
ones you press.
Honestly,
that's the thing, I think that's...
Like, the worst is when you get to a venue and it's not set up and I have a meltdown and I'm like, because I can't do the wiring, do you know what I mean? I can do my DJing, but the back wiring, do you know what I mean? Wiring up to the speakers, I'm like, yeah, I'm like, we're not,
the
do you know what I mean,
it's just
babe?
Not dropping,
like, we're not born to do these things, babe.
But that's the thing, because Joanna, the next time we do the show, is going to sit on this side and she's going to learn how to do the decks. But actually, it's not as complicated as it looks because there's a half of these things I don't even touch. Like, they're all like preset things. So it's not.
When you look at it, it's like, ah, it just scares it. It just screams at you. You've
got to cue it, you've got to loop it, you know.
No looping or cueing, you've got to do here.
Thank the Lord for that. I'm going to cue and loop. Stephen, why don't you
count to four? If you can count to four, you can DJ, you know.
Oh my God. That's. Cool,
how did you get into DJing?
I've always loved music. Like, music is my first love. And I love the house scene. I love the glitter. I love festivals. So one kind of went hand in hand. And I think there's not enough girls DJing. It's picking up now.
100%.
But when I first learned, like, 2 years ago, there wasn't as many girl DJs. So I thought, oh, this could be a good thing to get into. Yeah. I like a challenge. So.
And do you know what? A lot of girl DJs are doing really well. One, because it's obviously different. But two, I think men find it quite attractive.
Exactly.
So they start booking them out. And they're like, get a girl in a bikini,
top and DJ. Want to see Barry, 50-year-old Barry DJing.
Exactly. Boring.
Like wedding disco.
Yeah. They want to see, like, us doing.
It is quite an attractive thing when you see a girl DJing. You know, it's like, wow.
Especially if they know what they're doing. Yeah, of course. But same with anyone, I think.
Imagine me
it?
DJing.
Well, I probably wouldn't come to something like the Music Babes.
I can't win.
No, it's true. So you're doing this dating show. What kind of men do you actually kind of...
I like an ambitious man.
Okay.
I like excitement.
Yeah.
I like someone that's intelligent, because, you know, you've got to have a conversation. It can't just be looks. I'm not a looks person. Obviously, you have to have some sort of attraction. I like a pretty boy. But it has to be beyond that. Like, can I get married to you? Can I trust you? Can we have kids together? Do you know what I mean? Do we want the same things? And that's what I look for.
100%. And don't you feel like, how old are you?
27.
Back in the day, right?
Yeah.
Parents, 19 years old, married.
Exactly.
Up the duff.
It's true.
Up the duff, life sorted. Nowadays, it is like just not happening. Do you know what I think it is? Too much access to social media.
It's true.
Where they can like DM any girl, they can like any girl, they can view other people, and they always think the grass is always greener on the other side.
It's never greener, honey. Never greener.
It's painful.
Well, it can be greener sometimes. I've learned that lesson.
Oh, really? There comes a point where, I mean, you know, it has to be greener. Cause
sometimes
it's
greener to be by yourself, I think.
That's true.
I mean, I've got dumped both times, so I wouldn't know what if it's greener on the other side or not. I'm joking. It's all for the better.
That look on your face tells me otherwise.
Yeah, no, I'm joking. I'm all good. I'm better single.
Yeah, I think
you're
sometimes.
Self-coupled.
Yeah.
That's what they say, self-coupled, doesn't it?
It's very like Gwyneth Paltrow.
You love yourself, you're, you know, at one with yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, for after 3 seconds, I figure out what that is, but I was like, what's that? What's that?
Typical. Bloody typical. Right, so you are going to be on Love Squad, which is on when?
Okay, so they haven't given me an actual date. It's on the next 2 weeks at one point. Check my Miss Jodie West on Instagram.
I've got it down as Monday the 13th of January at 7:30 p.m. on MTV.
It could be, yeah. Maybe even more than me.
So let's say it's that. If it's not, find out on your Instagram.
I'm still waiting to tell me the date.
We're telling you it's on Monday the 13th of Jan.
Jodie, thank you so much for coming
in. Thank you.
Really appreciate it. Joanna?
Yep.
Good show. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Happy New Year.
It's good to be back. Happy New Year to you too.
And the next time you're on, you'll be on this side of the desk.
I'll be sitting on that seat and you'll be over here. And can I have your cup as well, St. Stephen?
Yeah, I don't even know where it is.
Wait.
You've got the guest card.
I've got the guest. That is rude.
That is terrible. That is terrible female behaviour. Again, Jodie, thank you so much. We're going to play out your song, What's It Going to Be Right Now?
Thank you.
Until next week.
Thanks, guys.
Goodbye.
What's it gonna be? What's it gonna be?